and welcome to the ICIS Europe Chemical Update podcast, where we discuss the latest market news. I'm Melissa Hurley, and with me today is Jane Massingham, editor of the European Oxo Alcohols Report, and also Nick Cleave, who's editor of the ETAC and BUTAC reports in Europe. We're going to be looking at what's happening in the oxo alcohols market and also looking at downstream, ahead of the annual European Petrochemical Association, or EPCA, meeting. Jane, what's been happening recently in September?
So the oxo alcohols markets have, like so many markets, seen some real peak prices during the first half of 2017 due to a variety of supply restrictions. The supplies are now largely considered to be balanced, and the market is currently poised to see the return of the largest European producer of butanol, that being BASF. They've lifted their force majeure declaration on supplies of normal butanol and isobutanol since mid-August, but this had been in place since last October, following the fire at the harbour part of the Ludwigshafen site. They are currently completing some planned maintenance at the plant, which was scheduled ahead of the issue last year, and have said the production will be back to normal in October. So aside from this, there are some other aspects to take into consideration. The closure of the Rastatt tunnel in Germany has resulted in some logistical issues in delivering material to customers in the south of Europe. So although lead times are a bit longer, it's not yet impacting the prices, and the line is due to reopen also early October.
And how are prices at the moment?
Well, they have been easing back since the peak seen in May, though they do appear to be largely steady in September. This is partly supported by the €40 increase seen in the feedstock propylene. Demand has been reasonable in September, certainly better than August, but not overly strong. So steady is definitely the name of the game at the moment. And for you guys, over to you, how are things in the downstream markets?
Well, in the glycol ether market, things have taken a bit of a turn in September. So during the summer, things were pretty stable and prices didn't move much. We actually saw an ethylene feedstock increase for September. So prices moved up in the glycol ether market by double digits. And there's also some concern over supply at the moment, partly due to what's been happening in the US after Hurricane Harvey. There are concerns over imports from the US as a result, and there's been production outages which have impacted for Dow at the Seadrift Texas unit. There was a view that, you know, volumes would be replaced due to the Saudi Aramco joint venture with Dow, you know, volumes coming from the Middle East, but that was before the Harvey incident. So it's difficult to say, you know, what the situation will be, but there is concern of over tightness in the market at the moment. So, Nick, what's been happening in your market?
Well, for Butax, supply has been tight for most of this year between the force majeure from Ludwigshafen and limited imported volumes, though it became balanced in early August because of lower summer demand and has remained that way during September. Prices were stable during August but softened slightly in September. The ICIS midpoint has fallen almost €400 per tonne since prices peaked in February when both Oxea and BASF were on force majeure for Butax. But current levels are still nearly €200 a tonne higher than it was in last October before the Ludwigshafen explosion. The big question for the whole year has been when production at Ludwigshafen will return to normal. The force majeure on Butac was lifted on the 14th of August, and sources have said that BASF has been producing at reduced rates. And as with butanol, normal production rates are expected to return during October. Between the 90 kilotons a year capacity for Butac of Ludwigshafen coming back online, and the plant's production of butanol, the plant returning to normal rates will have a dramatic effect on feedstock availability and the supply-demand balance, which could lead to strong downward pressure on prices.
Okay, so if we move back to the upstream oxo alcohols, Jane, what's the feeling moving forward?
Okay, well, I mean, as Nick said, on the downstream sort of butac, the biggest thing will be how the market absorbs the sort of normal volumes from BASF into Q4. Demand will traditionally tail off later in the quarter, and with anticipated good supplies, it's likely that there could be a pull back down on pricing. However, producers are adamant that prices will not return to the losses seen seen sort of mid 2016 when the margins were under pressure. On the flip side, the buyers, of course, had to absorb significant hikes in Q2, and note that if all does still go to plan and there's no unexpected limitations on supply, further adjustments down are quite possible. So as always, we'll be in that sort of wait and see stance and find out what other global influences may come our way in Europe over the next couple of months.
Okay, thanks Jane and Nick. Please join us again for the next instalment of the ICIS Europe Chemical Update, or catch up with all the latest news on the ICIS dashboard. For ICIS here in London, I'm Melissa Hurley.